Today's Thursday, the 15th of October, 2020. I'm going to say the rosary, the luminous mysteries, for all your intentions, for the intentions of the Holy Father, Pope Francis, for all the bishops, cardinals, priests, deacons, for all the nuns and brothers, for all the souls of goodwill, for all the Christians and Catholics, for all men of goodwill on the planet. Like Jesus said, the angels sang at his birth, peace to men of goodwill. So let us pray today the rosary, the luminous mysteries. And today is also the feast of St. Teresa of Avila, who was a great mystic and dedicated her life to a life of prayer and prayer meditation. And she was a great reformer of the Carmelite order in Spain, which eventually spread throughout the whole world. And one of her main missions in life was to pray for the priests, because she saw what she called the ravages of, at that time, Lutheranism was spreading through the church, breaking, dividing the Catholic Church up into two distinct parties and more, eventually breaking up into more. And she said that one of her main goals was to pray for that, to repair that. And so she dedicated her life to pray for the priests and the Pope, and so that they would be truly representatives of Christ and instruments of the Holy Spirit. So she led a very interesting life, and she was a poet and a writer. And if you're interested in reading any of her books, she did a commentary on the Our Father, which is a really good book called the, what's it called? I forget the name of the book. Anyways, look it up, Teresa of Avila. I think it's like The Way of Perfection, The Way of Perfection by St. Teresa of Avila. She also wrote her autobiography. And you can't go wrong reading The Way of Perfection. You'll learn about how to pray, the life of prayer, and it's all a big commentary on the Our Father. So if you want to get closer to God, it's a good thing to read writings of St. Teresa of Avila. So today we're going to meditate, as I said, the luminous mysteries. And the first luminous mystery is our Lord when he gets baptized in the Jordan River. Gave us a great example of, he goes to the river. He doesn't need to be baptized. He came to save the world, but he's given the example of humility. And also he recognizes St. John the Baptist, who was sent as his precursor to get everybody's attention, that the Messiah was just around the corner. And so when our Lord went to be baptized, the Holy Spirit came down as in the visible form of a dove. And St. John the Baptist heard the voice of God the Father saying that this was his beloved Son. And they put all his love and complacency into his divine Son. And so the first mystery, the luminous mystery, the baptism, let's ask for this humility to accomplish all the things that we have to do to be pleasing to God and to accomplish the laws of the church, to participate, because the church is guided by the Holy Spirit, and we can't go wrong if we stay very, very united to the Holy Father and to the Church. So let us pray for the Pope and for all these intentions and your own personal intentions. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, and our Mother, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, and our Mother, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, and our Mother, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, and our Mother, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, and our Mother, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, and our Mother, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of thy mercy. The second luminous mystery, the wedding at Cana, where Our Lady, she asked Jesus to do something for the couple. They could just got married because they ran out of wine. Obviously, they weren't very rich. They didn't have a lot of, they had a small gathering. And Jesus was there with his disciples. They'd all been invited. And early on, they ran out of wine. And so Our Lady, who is so kind and so great and so loving, she went up to Jesus and said, they're out of wine. And Jesus said, well, like, what do you want me to do about it, right? It's like, it's not my hour to manifest myself. So she turned to the servants and she said, well, just do whatever he tells you to do. So Jesus told them to fill up these big vases, these big jars full of water. These were big jars that people used to go in there before. It was like a cleansing thing. They would scoop the water out of there, and was clean water. They'd scoop it out and go to a nearby sink, and then rinse their hands in that water, and the water would go down a drain of some kind. And so these were these big containers that held pure water. And so the servants, they filled them up, and then Jesus called the master of ceremonies, and he said to take a drink out of one of those containers. So he did. And it was like this really excellent wine. And he was astonished because he was the master of ceremonies. And he made a little announcement to everyone saying that most people at the beginning of a wedding, they'll serve the best wine first. And as people get a little more full, they will serve the cheaper wine because they can't afford to serve the best wine through the whole meal. So he said, but in this case, he says, you've saved the best wine for the end. This is really good. And so that was even a surprise for the bride and groom, because they had no idea. And so Jesus made a miracle, and he made a very special thing. He gave them some really quality wine. He changed the water to wine. It was his first recorded public miracle in the Gospels. So let us ask for the grace of Our Lady. Let her thank Our Lady for all the intercession she's done in her own lives. And let us pray to her that she will intercede for those we know who are in most need of God's grace. So I unite myself to all your intentions, for all your family members, for your deceased, and for the conversion of sinners, and for those who govern, for those who govern our countries. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, and our Mother, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, and our Mother, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, and our Mother, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, and our Mother, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, and our Mother, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, and our Mother, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, and our Mother, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, and our Mother, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, and our Mother, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of thy mercy. The third luminous mystery. Jesus announces the kingdom of God, and he invites everyone to conversion, to be converted away from sin and towards God, God our Creator. So the whole story of the Gospel is all about Christ's teachings, and his teachings are light and consolation for all human beings. If ever you're down, discouraged, oppressed, or depressed, take the Sermon on the Mountain, anywhere in the Gospel, take the Sermon on the Mountain and just browse through that, and you will find divine strength and light, because Christ, he loves us, and his words bring us consolation and strength to continue on our road, to carry our cross every day. Like he said, you have to carry your cross. It's a cross we have to carry every day. But like the Saint Curiavar said, it's easier to serve God than it is to serve the devil. It's easier to save your soul. He said, I'll have to find the exact quote. It's easier to save your soul than it is to lose it. So by carrying Jesus' cross, like he said, my yoke is light and sweet. So, for the merits of this mystery, let us pray for ourselves and for all those souls who do not know God, for all those souls who are having trouble carrying their cross or might be discouraged or depressed or oppressed or living in a place where people are not in harmony with God, especially in this time of the coronavirus where there's all kinds of rules and regulations, even to go to church. So let us pray for the strength to accept all this and to carry our cross nobly, like Christ wants us, to keep a great peace of soul through all these trials and tribulations, and also again to pray for those who govern us. They may be guided by the Holy Spirit. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of thy mercy. The fourth luminous mystery, the transfiguration of our Lord. Jesus went up to a mountain, Mount Tabor, and he had three of his disciples with him, three of the apostles, St. Peter, St. James, St. John, and he was transformed before their very eyes. He became shining, white, like they couldn't describe it. Even in the gospel, they said, like a whiteness that nobody could make on this earth. And he was up on the mountain transfigured, full of light, and then Moses and Elias appeared and started talking to him, and the apostles saw this, and they were dumbfounded, and they kind of fell to the ground, and they heard Moses and Elias talking to Jesus about his upcoming passion, his upcoming condemnation and crucifixion and resurrection. And they were dumbfounded. And then they heard a voice from heaven of God the Father. And so the cloud represents, the cloud and the light represents the Holy Spirit. That was his manifestation. The voice is God the Father. And of course, Jesus himself being transfigured into light, which is his true state of being in heaven. And Moses and Elias are there, like, already they passed away many centuries before, and they were in they were just men, so they were saved, but heaven hadn't been opened yet, so they were in a place that the church calls a limbo, which means that a place of waiting until the resurrection, when Jesus would go down to what they call the hell at that time, which means below the earth, into this place of waiting, and would relieve all the just people since the beginning of time who were saved, and he would open up the gates of heaven, he would go triumphantly into heaven. So God gave them a big consolation to the apostles before they participated and saw his passion where he's crucified. And that's often the case. God gives us grace, a consolation, then he gives us a trial. And he gave us the consolation to increase our strength and our faith, and to give us that hope that we'd get through that trial. So let us pray during this mystery of the Transfiguration to recognize God's hands in our life, and to pray for all those people who are being tried at this moment, and to that God may send them the strength they need and the faith and the hope to persevere through the dark tunnel they might be going through at this moment. And now we're in the coronavirus shutdown worldwide, basically, and of course there's a lot of pain because of that, and many people have died already. And it's a good thing to know and to note that nobody is going to die who wasn't going to die. Like, it's their hour, one way or the other. It's God. God is calling them at this hour by this means, because we're all going to die one day. And we don't know how, we don't know when. But all those who die from coronavirus or anything else during this time, it's because they were destined to die at this time. It's God's will. And we have to have that faith and believe that, because nothing is random with God. It's like not accidental, right? Unless, of course, you're imprudent and you're running after things and you're not doing what you have to do to be prudent, then that's another story, because you're taking yourself out of, you're like with the tempting God, in the sense, if you do stupid things. But if you're, doing what you got to do and your hours come, then God's calling you. God's calling you to come to him and saying, my little child, come. And this is the means, whether it's the coronavirus or some other disease. And every day, approximately, in normal times, like 25,000 people die a day worldwide of one thing or another. So let us pray for the dying, and that they and those who are sick, and that they may have hope and strength and conformity to God's will. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, and our Mother, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of thy mercy. The fifth luminous mystery, the institution of the Eucharist. This takes place at the Last Supper, Jesus and his apostles. And this is the means that Christ gave to Christians, to all those who believe in him. This is the means, the strength, the consolation, the light. This is his body and blood that he gives us as nourishment. It's one of the greatest mysteries of the Catholic faith. And it's a great strength for all of us. There's many stories in the Old Testament that represented that, what would come, but in some, maybe another time I'll get into that. But right now, let us just ask for the grace to receive communion worthily as often as possible in our lives, and to draw the strength that comes from the Eucharist. There was a young man who was just beatified recently, Carlo Acutis, and he died at 15 years old. But he was, since his youth, he was greatly interested in the Eucharist, and he devoted a lot of his time to looking up and writing about Eucharistic miracles that have taken place throughout the world, throughout history. And he, with the internet today, used the internet to find a lot of information. And God often made miracles with the Eucharist to provide us proof for those who need the proof, or for those, for whatever reason, right, to strengthen our faith. And the main thing is to communion well, often as possible, and let God live in us. And he's there to guide us, to strengthen us, to lighten our path, to give us some holy thoughts, and also to free us from all the traps of the devil. So during this fifth luminous mystery, let us especially pray also for the all those who govern, for the elections coming up for the President of the United States. And there's a lot of things going on. So let us who believe in Jesus reach out to God and pray that His peace will reign in our hearts, and that we have presidents and governors and senators and leaders who respect God's law and for whom God is important, and that God guide them by their Holy Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. So let us pray that this election takes place in a very peaceful and meaningful way, and that God be loved and respected, because we're on this earth to know, love, and adore God, and to serve Him, and to praise Him for all, you know, everything we have comes from God, all the good things. So let us all get together and in union in their strength. So let us get together and pray that, that a man who respects God the most would be the president and his crew. That they'd be God-loving, God-respecting, God-fearing, and God-seeking, because nobody's perfect, especially in certain kinds of work like politics and that. It seems like the more you listen to the news, the more you hear of so much different corruption behind the scenes and worldwide stuff that goes on to try to influence other people and so on and so forth. But with prayer, we can discern and overcome with God's grace and God's peace. So we can do all things with prayer. Prayer is very, very powerful. So let us pray with faith today for the next election, that it all goes well, and that we are on a path, a good path. And since the United States is basically the most important country in the world in a certain sense, so let us pray that we get the best leaders possible. And have faith, believe. You're asking. God says, ask, you shall receive. If you don't ask, you won't receive. So if you ask with faith, it's going to happen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of thy mercy. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our light, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us. And after this our exile, show unto us, Jesus, the blessed fruit of thy womb. Amen. So, wishing everybody a great day. God bless. And let's keep praying, because that's the most important thing we can do if we want to be successful. We got to pray. Like Jesus says in the gospel, pray without ceasing, or pray and never lose heart. Always pray and never lose heart. So let's keep praying, because that's like the breath of our souls. As long as we're praying, we got God coming in and out. Like St. Paul says, in him we live and breathe and are. So God bless. Have a great day. And I'm going to say another rosary tomorrow.